Do you hear that? Those are the sounds of infrastructure at work. The power that charges your devices. The road you drive. The water you wash in. Infrastructure can be a vast topic. Something that's so massive that it's hard to fully wrap your mind around. But it's essential to our everyday lives. When infrastructure works, it often goes unnoticed or is taken for granted. When it fails, all hell can break loose.
We're literally living in one of the richest areas in the world. I just don't understand how the infrastructure can be so bad.
Yeah. Oh, Jersey. My God, roads. The streets are awful.
3 years ago, the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act was signed into law.
Thank you, thank you.
It was hailed as a once-in-a-generation investment.
The bill I'm about to sign a law is proof that despite the cynics, Democrats and Republicans can come together and deliver results.
But has the bipartisan infrastructure law delivered on this promise? What has it done for you? How much further do we need to go?
A lot of our infrastructure is dated.
You gotta have reliability, and consumers have to be able to pay their bills.
We really need to start the conversation about what the next five-year service bill ought to look like.
I'm Mike DiNardo from KYW News Radio in Philadelphia. And for the last 4 decades, I've been covering how one of the biggest cities in the country works. Join me over the next hour for Crumbling America, the Infrastructure Crossroads, and Odyssey Conversation. Coming up next, we start the show with U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg.